Staying home, okay. Hi, Governor. Why did you tell the White House not?
Anybody have any questions about this event?
I will, but let me ask you about this one first. Why did you tell the White House not to house the children from Central America in Carroll County?
Well, I don't think congregate living should be the first choice. And in fact, the federal law requires that children who are in our country because of circumstances like these refugee kids face should be housed in the least restrictive setting. So I believe that actually connecting them with relatives or family members or even expanding our foster care network of providers is the better way to go. With regard to this particular location, there have been a couple of locations that we've talked about with the White House as they look at the surplus list from their general services. And as the hateful graffiti overnight would indicate, I did not believe and gave that honest feedback that this would have been the most hospitable and receiving of sites. The other one, the one in Baltimore, they passed on, I think, when they looked at it because they realized it was an office building and not something that was set up for congregate living. So anyway, we'll continue to work and hopefully be of some help in doing our part to alleviate this humanitarian crisis.
You stand by your criticism of the administration saying we shouldn't deport these children, we should welcome them?
I believe that when children come here as refugees from a war-torn area, when they're fleeing drug gangs and death and the collapse of a nation state, which is what we're seeing in the way the gangs have totally undermined rule of law in Honduras, that yes, Rob, I believe we have a long tradition as Americans of providing protection to refugees when they show up on our doorstep. And I believe that also as Americans and as human beings, we should treat all children decently, most especially when they find themselves orphans.
But your comments got quite a response from the White House. Do you feel like they threw you under the bus for speaking out?
I don't really care. It's right. And treating these children in the manner in which they're being treated now is wrong. And as Americans, we have to all do our part to alleviate this humanitarian crisis. And perhaps that now the president has the room to call upon faith leaders to be a part of this solution as well.
You'd be willing to have one in a place in Maryland? I mean, have them housed?
Oh, there are hundreds of
there's a place.
There's hundreds and hundreds of kids already in Maryland. They're not in congregate living. They've been reunited with families. And I think that should be our first option. You know, sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be. We should ask ourselves, where now as a people do we house children safely when they are without parents? And then I think if you look at that and then expand the capacity of those programs, we might be able to come up with a big chunk of the solution. It's not unlike when the federal government under a different president got all wrapped around their axle on creating and building new housing for people displaced by Katrina, when with existing Section 8 programs and vouchers, they could have accomplished the same thing without the debacle of months and months of delay and all that sort of thing. I got to go in here. Thank you.
Are you working with the White House?
Always.